Welcome in. Today we're doing a DJ-friendly intro design masterclass for drum and bass at Ableton Live, beginner level, and the goal is simple: make intros that DJs actually love to mix. Because here's the reality. A DJ-friendly intro isn't just some sounds before the drop. It's an arrangement that gives a DJ predictable phrasing, clean beat information, and a controlled ramp of energy, so they can beat match, blend, and then slam your drop at exactly the right moment. We're working in classic DNB territory, around 170 to 175 BPM. And we're going to build this in the arrangement view, in clean 8-bar blocks. The plan is a 32-bar intro, a tiny pre-drop moment, and then the drop hits on bar 33. That bar number matters more than you might think, because DJs mix in phrases. If your drop lands in a weird place, your track becomes annoying to mix, even if the production is amazing. All right. Let's set up the session so our phrasing stays tight. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a sweet spot for rolling DNB. Now go to arrangement view, and make sure your grid is set up so you can think in bars. Set a fixed grid to 1 bar for arranging, and when you're editing drums you can switch to a smaller grid like quarter notes or eighth notes. Now we're going to create locators, because this is how you turn your project into something DJ readable. At 1:1:1. Create a locator called intro start. At 9:1:1, intro B. At 17:1:1, intro C. At 25:1:1, build. And at 33:1:1, drop. This is your roadmap. If you keep these landmarks consistent across tracks, you'll get faster, your tracks will feel more professional, and DJs will be able to trust your arrangements. Now we build the foundation. A mixable drum bed for bars 1 to 8. The goal here is to give the DJ a clean rhythmic anchor without heavy sub. Think like a DJ looking at a waveform. In most DJ software, the intro looks like a block of transients. If your first 16 bars are wispy with no obvious snare landmarks, it's harder to lock in. So even if we keep things minimal, the snare backbeat needs to be obvious. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Add a short punchy kick, a DNB snare with some body, a closed hat, maybe a ride or shuffle hat if you want, and go easy on crashes at the very start. In bar 1 especially, you don't want a scream announcement. You want this as mixable. Now program a simple DJ-proof pattern. Start with the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your anchor. For the kick, start with something straightforward. You can do a kick on 1, and maybe an extra kick later in the bar depending on the vibe, but don't overcomplicate it yet. Then add hats, a steady 8th note so the grid speaks clearly. Now let's make the drums clean for mixing using stock devices. On the drum group, add EQ 8 first. Put a high pass around 30 Hz to clean rumble. If it sounds boxy, do a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz, but only if you actually hear the problem. Then add glue compressor. Set attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. You're not trying to crush. Aim for about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That's just enough to make the drums feel like one unit. Optional. Add saturator. Very subtle. Soft sine or analog clip works nicely. 1 to 3 dB of drive and keep it controlled. Now a key DJ-friendly rule for bars 1 to 8. Keep sub bass off, or extremely minimal. During a blend, the outgoing track often still has its sub playing. If you bring full sub in the intro, it fights the mix and makes the DJ sound bad. And trust me, if your track makes DJs sound bad, they stop playing it. Next, we extend the intro from bars 1 through 16 with a hat grid and a bit of shuffle. This is what makes it feel like DNB immediately, and it makes beat matching easy. Duplicate your hat pattern to a second hat or percussion lane. This can be a slightly different hat, a shaker, a tick, something that adds motion without confusing the timing. Now add swing carefully. Go to the groove pool and try something like swing 16-55, but keep it light. Apply it at around 10 to 20%. This is one of those small move, big feel things. You can even do a cool contrast. Keep hats straighter in bars 1 to 8, then increase the groove amount slightly in bars 9 to 16. It feels like the track settles into the pocket without changing the main pattern. Add micro variation every 4 or 8 bars. Tiny stuff. Drop a hat for one step. Add a small open hat at the end of bar 8 and bar 16. These little moments help DJs because phrase boundaries become visible and audible. Now we add atmosphere and tonal identity for bars 1 to 16, but we do it in a DJ-safe way. Add an audio track with an atmosphere loop. Rain, final room tone, jungle ambience, a pad, whatever fits. But your job here is vibe, not clutter. Put auto filter on it and high pass at around 200 to 400 Hz so you're not adding low-end mud. Use a gentle resonance, and be careful not to create a whistling tone. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a short to medium space like a plate or a room. Keep the mix around 10 to 25%. This should feel like a space around the beat, not a fog that hides it. Then add utility. Widen the atmosphere if you want, maybe 120 to 160%, but turn bass mono on and set it around 120 Hz. Even though we're filtering lows out, this keeps your stereo discipline solid and helps club translation. Quick coaching note, one job per layer. If your hats provide timing, don't also make them your texture layer. Keep texture on separate audio layers so you can mute or automate it without losing beat clarity. Now we need to talk about bass. This is the mix-out safe bass policy, and it's important. Beginner safe option. No bass until the drop. This is extremely DJ-friendly. If you want something a bit more advanced but still safe, use a mid-bass teaser only. Make a bass teaser track with operator or wave-eatable. Create a simple resish tone, like two saws with slight detune. Low-pass it around 200 to 500 Hz for that muffled teaser vibe. Add a touch of saturation, and then do the most important step. High pass it with EQ at around 90 to 120 Hz. That keeps it out of the true subzone so it won't fight the outgoing track. If you're teasing your signature hook in the intro, consider printing or designing a band-limited version. High pass around 150 Hz and low pass around 5 to 8k Hz. That way the identity reads, but it doesn't dominate the mix. Now we evolve the intro in bars 9 to 24 with ear candy and cue-friendly events. The rule is, add one new element per phrase. So in bars 9 to 16, add a rim or perk loop. Very quiet. Think of it like a DJ tools layer, high passed, low in the mix, but it gives extra rhythmic material. In bars 17 to 24, add a signature element, a vocal chop, a horn stab, a restab, a jungle sample, and do a simple trick I love, a teaser throw. Put a one shot at bar 17. And another at bar 21. Add echo or delay. Set it to a musical time like quarter note or dot eighth. Keep feedback around 15 to 30% and filter it so it doesn't get harsh. And remember, phrase boundaries should be visible. At bar 9, 17, and 25, do something that creates a little spike or change. A tiny crash, a reverse hit, a short noise burst. DJs cue visually as much as they cue by ear. Now we build tension in bars 25 to 32. This is where we take the controlled ramp seriously. First, the classic snare build. Add a snare that hits every half bar, and later every quarter note as you get closer to the drop. Stage it. Bars 25 to 28. Sparse, steady pressure. Bars 29 to 30. More frequent. Bars 31 to 32. Fastest and slightly louder. On that snare build track, cut the lows with EQ8. Add a bit of saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive. Add a short reverb, and automate the reverb amount up toward the drop. But keep in mind a DJ safe rule, less reverb on anything that defines the grid. If the snare build is doing timing work, don't drown it. Next, a white noise riser, stock only. Add a MIDI track with operator. Set the oscillator to noise. Then automate a low pass filter opening over time, so it climbs from dull to bright. You can add auto filter as well and automate the cutoff from around 1 kHz up to 10 kHz. Add utility and automate a little gain increase so it feels like it's coming forward. If you want it to be less generic, add a tiny bit of saturation or a shaper for urgency, and add corpus at a very low mix tune to the key or the fifth, so it has a resonant air tone. Then high pass after it with EQ8 so it never clouds your low mids. Now the money move, the DJ-friendly impact gap. In the last beat before the drop, cut the drums briefly or low pass them hard, and leave a tiny pocket of space. Even a quarter beat to half beat can do it, but a full beat is a very clear marker. This makes the drop hit harder, and it gives DJs an obvious here it comes cue. You can even do a two-step air pocket. Around bar 32 beat 3 and 4, thin the drums by filtering or muting hats, and then in the last half beat, do a clean cut. That creates a really readable entry moment. Now, bar 33, the drop. But we're also going to make the first 8 bars of the drop mix-friendly. A pro arrangement move is to give the drop a landing zone. Let bar 33 start with full drums and bass, but hold back the most complex lead hook until bar 35, 37, or even bar 41. This gives DJs a safer window to finish the blend without instant chaos. Before we wrap, let's do the DJ test. This is your final check. First, count phrases. Something should change every 8 bars, minimum. Second, low-end check. sub is absent or minimal before the drop. And to make sure you're not doing wide sub, utility bass mono is your friend. Third, cue clarity. Bars 1, 9, 17, 25, and 33 should feel obvious. Fourth, reference your intro against a known rolling D&B track. Not for copying, but for energy pacing. Your intro should be mix ready, not drop ready. And that's an important coaching note. Intro loudness should be mix ready, not drop ready. Beginners often make the intro too quiet, so the DJ turns it up, and then the drop destroys the balance. Try to keep perceived level consistent from bar 1 onward. Save density and low end for later, not volume. Common mistakes to avoid: dropping at a weird bar count like bar 29, putting sub bass in the intro, adding too much reverb to drums and smearing transients, running 32 bars of an identical loop with no evolution, and doing overcomplicated fills right before the drop that throw off the mix. Now a quick timed practice exercise you can do today. Make a simple 2-bar loop with kick, snare, and hats. Duplicate it out to 32 bars. At bar 9, add a new hat or perk. At bar 17, add a signature stab or vocal, high passed. At bar 25, start the snare build and noise riser. At bar 32, do a 1-beat pullout. Add locators at 1, 9, 17, 25, and 33. Then do a blend test inside Ableton. Import a reference D&B track on another audio track. Warp it, line its phrase up with your bar 1, and play it as the outgoing track while your intro comes in. Ask yourself, can you hear your snare and hats clearly? Does anything in your intro mask the reference bass? Are your phrase changes easy to cue both visually and by ear? Homework challenge if you want to level up. Build 3 intros to the same drop. 1 ultra clean. 1 identity first. 1 tension first. Export 60 to 75 seconds of each. Label them clearly and rate them for mix clarity, interest, and drop impact. Recap. Build in 8-bar phrases. Land the drop cleanly at bar 33. Start with mixable drums and minimal low end. Add 1 new element per phrase. Automate filters and reverb for a controlled ramp. And make your cue points obvious so DJs can mix with confidence. If you tell me your subgenre, liquid, rollers, jungle, or neuro, I can suggest a specific 32-bar intro blueprint and a matching sound palette.